بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, tonight we commence with the 18th juz, which commences with Surah Al-Mu'minun, which is named after the believers. And the reason for this is that in the opening verses of this particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines the basic qualities that are required for a person to be regarded as a true mu'min, a true believer. In the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, the famous hadith, when she was questioned about the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she replied, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, that his character was an embodiment of the Qur'an. She thereafter recited these opening verses of the 18th juz. So here Allah mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly, the believers are successful. أَفْلَحَ. Mufassirin explained this word, فَلَاح, success, is not just restricted to the akhirat, but they are successful in every aspect of the word. Successful as far as their dunya is concerned, successful as far as their iman is concerned, successful as far as their relationships with people are concerned. So in every sense of the word, true success lies only with the people of iman. And then Allah goes on to highlight the qualities and the attributes of the mu'min. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The first attribute, those who have devotion in their salah. In other words, the internal aspects of their salah, as far as their concentration is concerned, they realize that they are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ponder over the verses that are being recited, or the verses that they are reciting. So the internal, the inner aspect of their salah is one of concentration, of devotion. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. The second attribute Allah mentions, those who turn away from futility. اللَّغْو, Mufassirin explained, refers to anything that has no worldly nor dini benefit. It does not bring you any benefit as far as dunya is concerned. It's not helping you to earn money or to benefit as far as your dunya is concerned. Neither is it bringing you any dini benefit. It is something which is pointless. There's no real objective to it. So they turn away from these type of things. They do not waste time in futility. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. The third attribute, those who discharge their zakat. So when it comes to the monetary obligations that are upon them, then they discharge this happily without finding it to be a burden or deeming it to be a burden upon themselves. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Fourth attribute Allah mentions, those who protect their chastity. They do not fulfill their desires in the incorrect place. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أُمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. But when it comes to their spouses or their slave girls, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Then Allah says there is no blame upon them if they fulfill their desires in these avenues. But apart from these two avenues, their wives and their slave girls, they protect their chastity. They do not give in to their desires. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. Allah now mentions this for emphasis, that anyone who seeks to fulfill his desires in any avenue besides what has been mentioned above, other than his wife or his slave girl, then those are regarded to have transgressed the bounds. Those people are breaking the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next attribute Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who take special care with regard to trusts and promises. Something physical, somebody leaves some parcel of money or some item of value with them, then they take this seriously. They ensure that they return it to the person on time. Or whether it be a person trusts you with a secret, some piece of information that is brought to your attention, brought to your ears, and this is an amana, a trust. So this also they take special care not to breach this trust. وَعَهْدِهِمْ. Their pledges and promises, if they give their word, they stand by their word. And then the final attribute, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who protect their salah. So salah is mentioned the second time. Mufassirin explained the second verse refers to the external aspects of salah, as far as the times of salah are concerned, the correct place to read salah, which is in the masjid. So they take care with regard to the external aspects of their salah. So these six attributes, those who have concentration in their salah, they turn away from futility, they discharge their zakat willingly, they protect their chastity, they take special care with regard to trusts and promises, and they look after the external aspects of their salah, Allah now says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. These are the ones who are the true heirs who will inherit al-firdaus. They will inherit jannatul firdaus. And unlike an heir in this world, a person inherits some property, some wealth in this world, one day he will have to pass it on to somebody else. He will not retain ownership forever. But these individuals who will inherit the gardens of firdaus, Allah says, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will live forever and ever therein. So they will be the true heirs of Jannatul Firdaus. They will not have to give it up or pass it on to the next person. So these are the basic qualities that a person requires to be counted as a true mu'min, a true believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Unzila aliyya ashru ayat. The 10 ayat were revealed to me, Man aqamahunna dakhala al-jannah. That person who will abide by them, he will uphold them within his life, then definitely he will enter Jannah. And he mentioned these 10 verses, which ends, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the ones who will inherit the gardens of Firdaus. So these are the qualities of a believer. Thereafter, towards the end of this particular surah, the famous verse that we hear often recited in Salah, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think that we have created you in vain, without any purpose, without any objective, and that you will not be returned to us? فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, lofty is Allah, the true King. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ. There is no deity besides Him. He is the Lord of the noble throne. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. That person who will call unto any other deity besides Allah, for which he has no proof, then his hisab, his account will be taken by his Rabb. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The disbelievers will never be successful. So in the beginning of the surah we spoke about success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful. And now Allah completes the surah or concludes the surah by saying, لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The disbelievers will not be successful. وَقُلْ. And then Allah instructs us that say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. O my Rabb, forgive me, have mercy upon me. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the best of those who show mercy. These particular verses from أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ till the end, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma mentions, or Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. On one occasion there was a person who had fallen unconscious. Abdullah bin Mas'ud went and recited something into his ears, and the person regained consciousness. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, O Abdullah, what did you recite? So he mentioned these verses, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ, till the end, the last few verses of Surah Mu'minun. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he then said to him, لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مُوقِنًا قَرَأَ بِهَا. If a person reads these ayat with conviction, having belief, firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he had to read these ayat on a mountain, the mountain would move from its place also. So this is the power behind these ayat. And it has been the experience of many ulama and mashayikh that a person should read these ayat, particularly when he experiences any type of grief, sadness, for whatever reason it may be, some halat, some condition he's going through in his life, and he reads these ayat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means of him being cured from his grief and his worry. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.